Hi, I'm Carissa Vacker, and welcome back to Sleep Wave, a podcast where we let waves of relaxation wash over you through original sleep meditations created to help you fall asleep tonight. And don't worry if you don't hear the end of an episode. I encourage you to drift off whenever you're ready. Before we get started on tonight's episode, I'd like to say thank you so much for all of the great ratings and reviews you guys have left us on Apple Podcasts and some of the other networks too. This one goes out to Frank, who left a comment that made me laugh. I always imagine Carissa playing the drums on the intro. Sorry to say, I do not, but I am now also enjoying this visual. I hope those dreams signal your brain that sleep is on the horizon and it's time to get cozy. Before we begin, I wanted to let you know about the best way to get a perfect night's sleep. With SleepWave Premium, enjoy an ad-free experience, 2 exclusive bonus episodes a month, as well as our back catalog of premium content. Your support really helps. Sign up takes 2 taps, so please click the link in the show notes. But now, it's time for a quick word from our sponsors who make this free content possible.
Welcome to the Life Writing Podcast, where married authors and screenwriter Stephen Barnes
and Tanana Reeve Du talk about writing during stressful times, breaking into Hollywood, and balancing life.
Every week, we'll share more tips on how to build a better life while you create your dream projects.
Even if it's only at the rate of 1 sentence a day. Life writing is the application of the tools of writing to life and the tools of life to your writing.
Check us out wherever you get your podcasts.
While time normally feels like it speeds by, this winter time has gone very slowly. The energy of winter is slow, though. In nature, everything is in hibernation. The air is cold, the trees are bare. Everything looks barren, but there is much happening beneath the surface that we cannot see. As we've spoken about before on this podcast, if you feel any discouragement that your new year did not start with a bang and you aren't a totally renewed person since 2023, fear not. The energy of spring is really when to begin something new. The other day, I was sitting out on my back patio and I noticed the trees had just begun to bud. Dogwood flower petals were drifting down all around the backyard and landing on the journal in which I was writing. The breeze was gentle and cool, but the sun was warm. In that moment, I felt such tremendous gratitude for the beautiful day, for the evidence of spring all around me, and for the time to sit outside and enjoy it all. This winter, I have gone at a much slower pace than is my norm. And while in some ways that is really challenging, in other ways, I have begun to appreciate it. It is easier to see what is around you when you're not rushing by it. I'm not sure I've ever sat out in my backyard in the middle of a weekday and enjoyed the sun on my face and the first tints of spring ever before this year. While in many ways I feel like I've had no choice but to slow down, I am also now choosing it more consciously. I am choosing to live life in a gentler, more aware way. I am eating in a way that is more nourishing. I am moving in a way that is aligned with the energy level of my body. And I am choosing to spend my time in ways that I find fulfilling. The energy of spring is growth and new beginnings. But even if we're starting new things or feeling that sweet rush of energy a new season brings, we can still honor our awareness. If you are interested in meditation and sleeping better, which I assume you are since you are here, bringing awareness and peace to all aspects of your life will help your meditation practice and your sleep. Just as the flowers begin to bloom in the next few weeks, I encourage you to enter spring with peace and ease, even as we embrace the fresh energy of beginnings the new season brings. Let's wind down from our day, our season, our efforts, and immerse ourselves in the beauty of spring during our guided meditation tonight. This is Awakening in Spring by Billy Gill. The Holi Festival is a spring ritual celebrated by Hindus the world over. If you've ever seen images of this celebration, you'll be familiar with the splashes of powdered dye that covers everyone in attendance with bright pastels. It's an expression of joy and freedom from inhibitions. The festival has come to represent the victory of good over evil. One story associated with Holi is that of the union of Radha and Krishna. They are the cosmic lovers, symbolizing the union of the divine masculine and feminine. In the story, Krishna is afraid that Radha will not accept him as a husband because he has blue skin, but Radha allows her skin to be dyed, and as a consequence, their union is complete. Holi is a cultural celebration that gives Hindus and non-Hindus alike an opportunity to have fun banter with other people by throwing colored water and powder at each other. It is mainly celebrated in India and Nepal, but over the years it has grown to be a celebration that takes place in many communities all across the globe. The festival is most widely and openly celebrated in cities like Delhi, Agra, and Jaipur, and while each city may celebrate slightly differently, you can expect to see plenty of colors, music, and dance. Rituals like this are abundant throughout the world and throughout history. As the season of spring arrives, people welcome the longer days and shorter nights. The cold barrenness of winter melts into a bursting season of growth and new beginnings. It is the morning of the year, and it resonates with the principle of fertility itself. The spring festivals almost universally celebrate the union of masculine and feminine energies. The festival of Easter in Christianity coincides with spring and celebrates the resurrection of Jesus Christ, which is itself a symbol of renewal and regeneration. The cross is a symbol of rebirth that reaches as far back as the ancient Egyptians. Those who have seen the iconography found in ancient Egyptian artifacts will likely recognize the symbol of the Egyptian Ankh, which bears a striking resemblance to a cross. The Ankh is visually characterized by a cross with a loop or oval at the top, resembling a key. The vertical line of the cross represents life, while the horizontal line symbolizes death. The loop at the top is often associated with eternal life and immortality. The combination of these elements makes the Ankh a powerful and positive symbol in Egyptian iconography. Ankh means life or breath of life in the Egyptian language. Of course, it's easy to see the similar meaning of the Christian cross, which also evokes the transcendence of life and death and eternal renewal. All of these themes are embodied in nature as spring returns again and again each year. The union of life and death, spirit and matter, is essentially a sacred marriage, which, again, is the mythological foundation for the marvelous spring festival of Holi, as described in the marriage of Radha and Krishna. In the spirit of spring, tonight's meditation is a celebration of fruitfulness, life, the union of opposites, renewal, and regeneration. Each time we return to our bed to sleep, we act out the process of withdrawing our consciousness from the world of the senses and re-emerging the next morning once more with renewed vigor and expression of the life that we embody. Finding a comfortable position in your bed, allow yourself plenty of time to prepare for this sleep meditation. Don't hurry into relaxation. If you are reasonably comfortable removing your pillow from beneath your head, allow your chin and your nose to remain at the same height by tilting your forehead back just enough to open the area of the throat. This will allow the vertebrae in your neck to find their optimal alignment. The most important thing is that you are comfortable, so please feel free to make any modifications to my instructions if you need to in order to relax comfortably. Then, concentrate on your breath. Inhaling a long, slow breath. And then just open your mouth to release it. Good. Now, again, inhale through your nostrils until you feel your chest expanding up and out. Then open your mouth and release all the air in a whoosh. Once more, in a similar way, breathe smoothly in through the nose. Then release the breath by opening the mouth and letting the air fall out. Then notice how much more slowly your breath enters the body when you inhale through the nose. The nose gives your respiratory system a chance to warm and purify the air a little more before it enters the lungs. See if you can breathe out through the nose as well. If you'd rather continue to breathe in or out through your mouth, please feel free. It's absolutely essential that you give yourself the freedom to adapt this practice to your own unique needs. As you slowly breathe in and out, can you make your breath the most important thing? Let the breath occupy more of your mental energy and attention. It may seem like you are exerting more energy by keeping your attention on the breath, but in the long term, you will save mental energy. What you are doing is practicing the art of presence. For those who are unpracticed in this art, the habit of letting the restless mind wander from place to place rapidly is so ingrained that it takes some additional effort to restrain the mind. The more you practice presence, the easier it becomes and only grows more and more satisfying. The energy that is devoted to corralling your mind gradually diminishes and presence becomes more of a habit than that of scattered thoughts and worries dissipating your awareness. Take some time to feel present as you breathe in and out, gently and deeply. At your own pace. Fertility evokes the mother. In Hindu mythology, the goddess Kali is the mother of the cosmos. She is both the womb and the tomb. All beings are born from her, and they all return to her. The earth is also such a mother, hence we refer to her as Mother Earth. Many people live with the feeling that they are in the world, but that's an error. We came out of the world. The world is the womb that we exist within and that we return to after death. The spring reminds us each year of that continual cycle and unifies the life and death. In order to be resurrected, Jesus had to die. In order for the sacred marriage to consummate, masculine and feminine energies merge into one. Spring is the manifestation of these cosmic principles. As you grow more and more relaxed, you are also merging. Your conscious mind merges with your unconscious, The unconscious is symbolized by the mother. It is the matrix, a structure that gives rise to structures. The content of your conscious mind merges out of and returns back into the unconscious. The process of integrating the conscious with the unconscious is prefigured in the image of Kali as the world womb, the Ankh as the symbol of immortality and union of life and death, the union of opposites. Spring displays the merging of the winter, when life comes to a frozen standstill, and the summer, when life is flourishing. Spring unifies these energies in a divine and fertile marriage. As you breathe in, envision the soft colors of spring surrounding you. Picture the landscape adorned with blossoming flowers, vibrant greens, and the gentle warmth of the sun. Feel the freshness of the air, carrying with it the promise of renewal and growth. Breathe out and surrender into the depths of your unconscious. The fertile ground of your own being and experience. Return to the source that is an eternal wellspring of life. Sense the presence of the divine masculine and feminine energies intersecting and interpenetrating in a harmonious dance in the gentle interplay of light and shadow, symbolizing the pairs of opposites. This is the second marriage of spring, where the energies of creation and fertility unite. The union of opposites can lead to a higher state of consciousness, spiritual enlightenment, or the generation of new life and creativity. It reveals the interconnectedness of the spiritual and the material realms. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. As you continue to breathe deeply, feel the essence of this divine union permeating the air. Allow the energy of spring to touch your spirit, awakening the dormant seeds of potential within you. Just as the earth bursts forth with life in spring, sense the rejuvenation of your own inner landscape. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Feel the warmth of divine love and creativity filling your heart. The fertile energies of spring are not only external, but also reside within you, ready to blossom into new ideas, possibilities, and personal growth. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. In your mind's eye, visualize these symbols of spring, fertility, and the sacred marriage. Vibrant symbols evoke a sense of renewal and vitality. Blooming flowers such as cherry blossoms and daffodils paint the landscape with hues of pink and yellow, while the gentle warmth of the sun breathes life into the awakening earth. Birds returning from their migratory journeys fill the air with sweet melodies. The sight of newly sprouted leaves and grass. The sight of newly sprouted leaves and grass reflect the season's promise of growth and regeneration. Spring is a time when the natural world undergoes a sacred marriage of masculine and feminine energies converging in perfect harmony. This divine union is echoed in symbols like the Ankh from ancient Egypt. Ankh from ancient Egypt. It represents the eternal life born from the union of masculine and feminine principles. The Tai Chi, the symbol of yin and yang, a symbol of Chinese philosophy, captures the delicate balance between opposing forces, echoing the interconnected dance of light and dark that defies the changing season. The serpent who sheds his skin. The serpent who sheds his skin. A symbol of renewal and regeneration. The egg. The egg embodying the potential for transformation. The world becomes a canvas adorned with the intricate patterns of sacred geometry, the delicate interplay of mandalas, and the eternal cycles depicted in Celtic knots. As the sun and moon share the sky, the symbolism of their union mirrors the cosmic dance of the sacred marriage. In this season of renewal, the imagery of spring is a testament to the eternal, ever-renewing union of opposites, a timeless dance captured in diverse symbols across cultures and traditions. As you drift off into a serene slumber, the energies of the conscious and the unconscious merge in a sacred union. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Sleep.